You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Yesterday on the program, we played you a piece about Detroit's housing market, where prices are really low, but there is little to no mortgage lending going on. That leaves only a few options for that housing stock. One, the homes sit empty. Two, they get bought by someone who can pay cash. Or three, they are financed through much more controversial means, something called a land contract, which some say is just a predatory loan by another name. Lewis Wallace has that story.
Eddie Caves spends a lot of time in front of his house in his electric wheelchair, which is connected up to a generator in the back. He's had a couple surgeries on his knees recently and uses an oxygen tank for a respiratory condition. He props his leg up as he sits and watches his quiet street.
Everyone in this block gets along. We try to keep it as clean as we can, you know.
Eddie's 57 and lives off disability. He bought this house a couple years ago, and it was just $2,500, payable on what's called a land contract. It's basically a loan, but a loan from the seller. So it works a lot like rent to own. The person or company selling the house will draw up a contract. The buyer makes a down payment, moves in, and makes remaining payments directly to the seller. But it usually has much, much higher interest than a normal mortgage.
I've been trying to fix it up, you know.
It's a beautiful old house.
Yeah, it's not a bad house.
Before he moved in, scrappers had stripped the furnace, the electric wiring, the bathroom sink. He started replacing the windows and patching the leaks. But in the middle of that process, he started having to use the wheelchair more regularly and had to stop.
Have you lived in this house over winter?
Yes.
With no furnace?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, actually, I heated it up with kerosene heaters.
In the kitchen, he has a camp stove for cooking. There are gallon bottles of water lined up on the dining room table. Eddie Cave still doesn't actually own this house. There was some fine print in the contract he signed with the sellers, and they expected him to pay all their unpaid taxes on the house. They said it would be $1,400. It turned out to be even more.
I let them know that I couldn't do it, but they wanted it anyway.
I have not seen one land contract in the city of Detroit that was good.
This is Charlene Snow, a lawyer in Detroit's bustling landlord-tenant court. She says she's been seeing more and more cases like Eddie's, where sellers try to evict would-be buyers over back taxes or one missed payment. So in effect, the people trying to buy the house have the responsibilities of an owner, with less protection even than a renter, paying high rent.
High rent on a home that's a piece of crap and uninhabitable until they make all the repairs.
And land contracts are being used this way all over the country, especially in places hard hit by the housing crisis. Most land contracts also aren't reported to the county or federal regulators. In Detroit, the housing market finally bottomed out a few years ago, but there are still lots of foreclosures. And credit is tight. A lot of people have bad credit, or the houses are so messed up traditional lenders won't accept them as collateral. So investors who have cash can buy low and jack up the prices. But that's usually still a good deal for the buyer. That's what Sonny Mandu argues. He's a real estate broker here.
Come to the table with $3,000 and you can walk away with a deed to a house. You know, there's nowhere else in the world you can do that.
He says people selling houses don't really have a choice but to offer land contracts in markets like this with so little lending going on. But he also admits it can be a way for investors to just dump a bad investment, back taxes and all, like this local outfit tried to do to Eddie Cave. I repeatedly tried to contact the sellers of Eddie's house. Two numbers were disconnected. A third just goes to voicemail and they haven't called back. Eddie says he's focused on what's next.
It's my home right now, so when I get up on my feet, hopefully I can help make a change. You know what I mean? Excuse me.
Once he has this paid off and figures out how to get a new furnace, he wants to use his energy helping other people avoid getting taken advantage of. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.